Ches Amud Beis. We mentioned yesterday at the end these different things. Something called a gargir, which we translate as rocket, this herb. So it says now, brings the pasuk, Vayetze Echad El Asadeh Lilaket Oros. So Tana Mishmeid Rabbi Meir, what is this Oros? Ze gargir. This is this gargir stuff. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikra Sheman Oros. Why is it called Oros? Shemi'iros Eseinayim. It's good for your eyes. Helps your sight. Amar Rav Huna, someone who finds gargir, imiachola achlo, if you could eat it in order to help your eyes, uklu, then you should eat it. It's good. Bimlav, let's say you can't eat it. So then at least maviro al gabi enav. So at least rub it on your eyes. It also helps. Amra papa, but it only helps be gargira mitzranaa. If it was gargir, this herb was growing on the boundaries. That, in other words, there was no other plants in the area, so that would lessen the strength of this. It gets the full strength, and then it's beneficial. Okay, now we're going back to the inyanim of Rias Tuma. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Achsanai, like a person who's staying at an inn, lo yochal beitzim. He shouldn't eat eggs because that could bring him to carry, and that and if he sees carry, he might leave a stain, and that'll be it'll look nice in the eyes of the balabais. The lo yishan betali shel balabais, and therefore, for the same reason, he shouldn't sleep with the garment of the tebora from the balabais that the balabais use in the daytime, because again might have carry on it and it's not going to look so nice to the balabais. See Rashi, Mitzranah, we said this gargir that grows on the border. Hegdel alametzar she'ein svivasav zeracher. There's no other plant around that would lessen its strength. Lo yochal beitzim hamavili they carry umiskana al bnei abayis. Hein lo yisham betaliso shel balabayis shumiskasa babayom. A garment that the balabayis wears during the day, he shouldn't sleep with at night. Shelo yimtza ala carry again, so shouldn't have carry on it. Okay. Rav ki mikla le darshish. When Rav would visit, he used to go there. Rashi says sham haya regila lech. He used to come and often go over there. So when Rav would visit this place, machriz, he would announce man havya layoma. He says, who is willing to marry me for the day? Now he would go there, marry a woman just for the day, or however, he's staying there a couple of days, and then he would divorce her. Rav Nachman ki mikla lishanchitziv machriz, would also do the same thing. He would machriz man havya liyoma, who wants to marry me for the day. Rashi, man havya liyoma yesh isha shetinaseli, is there a woman that would marry me liyoma for the day, shetakev kan, that I'm going to hang around here, v'teitze lachar miken, and then that's it, and he's going to divorce her after that. So the idea being that they didn't want to have bad thoughts, or if he had to have a taiva, so he wouldn't have to he'd have his wife is back home and he's by himself on the dera, so this way he won't have desires, or if he does have desires, he'll have a wife right there. So the Gemara asks, "I Vatanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Amir, lo yisa adam." Aisha be Medina zu ve'elech v'isa Aisha midana benina acheret sheme is the gvenu zeitzel zev v'nimtza zeno seachoso. This is the girsa we're using. Me'mele kol olam kulo mamzerus, and it says concerning this val zene mar malahar zima. So how could that be? We know you're not supposed to marry one wife in this medina and another wife in another medina, and why? Because the kids won't know each other. And then it can lead to mamzeris, because this brother can marry a sister, at least half, brother and sister from the same father. They'll end up marrying each other because they don't realize that they're brother and sister, because they're from two different parts of the world. So, and then it's going to cause mamzeris, and so how could Rav do this? And also Rav Nachman. So the Gemara answers, Amrei Rabbanan Kala Islu. The Rabbanan, they have a call to them. Meaning, these are famous Rabbanim. So everybody knows, everybody's going to call, you know, this boy, oh, he's the son of Rav, you know, and the girl, they're going to, oh, the daughter of Rav, and they're going to be known for that. So enough to worry, they're going to marry each other, because they're both going to know that they're the son and daughter of Rav, or of Nachman. Okay, the Gemara asks, Ay, v'ama Rava, t'va'u halinase v'nispaisa, s'vichale shevshi v'nikim. So we have a problem, because there's something called dam chimud, right? That when a man asks a woman to marry her, he can't marry her right away, because she might see dam. Out of the excitement of getting married, she might see dam, and therefore she's tameya, and therefore she has to count shiva nikim. So as a result, you can't, you have to, as it says, tvu'u alina say, you say, you know, will you marry me? She says, yes, right? You have to wait shiva nikim. So there we have a problem. So how could Rav Nachman, coming for the day, you know, so how can they come and, you know, say, okay, you know, would you marry me? Yeah. So now we said, in case, you know, he has a tithe or whatever, he'll have a wife, but it's for 7 days, he's asked her because she's Anita, because she's because of Dam Chimu. So what did he, what is, how does it work? What is it going to accomplish? So Moran says, Rabbanan odu'e have moduluhu. Miktan havu mekadme umeshadre shalucha. So Gemara gives two answers. One answer is that they would announce it beforehand, before they get there, and they would makdim and send a shaliach to mekadesh the woman. They would agree 7 days before they come, so that when they get there ready, she's ready to arash. She can ready have you know, shiva nikim and everything, and then he gets there and she's ready to arash, ready to go. Okay, so that was he was sent a shaliach a week before. It bothered me, I didn't say to anybody that spoke about it. I just bothered a little by the Lashon. Because if you read the Lashon, says when he would get there, right? Ki mikla ledarshish machriz. So it sounds like when he got to that place, he would machriz, who would like to marry me? So this doesn't sound like a week before they already arranged it. Sounds like when he arrives there, he would announce it. So, I don't know. I didn't see anything about it, but something to think about. Okay, so that's a one answer. And another answer, Bibai Seima, Yichude Havu Miyachadaluhu. So Lefisha Eino Dome Misha Yeshlo Paspasalo Lemisha Eino Paspasalo. So he wouldn't actually live with her. Okay, he was just miyachad with her. Okay, just miyachad. Let's see Rashi for a second. There's a problem with this. Rashi. We said that there's a problem that they might marry each other, brother and sister. Right, this Ben that gets born in this place will marry the daughter from the other place. So we answer the first answer, Rabbanan Kala Islahu. Vishmam Karuy al Benehem. So, you know, like we said, Rav is the son of Rav, this is the daughter of Rav, so they would know. So he says, she shrichat a promise, shrichat leshev shiva nikim, miyom sheni srases, that from the day she agrees to get married, shema machmas chimud rasha dam, because of the excitement she might see dam. So, okay, so now we answer. The second answer, first answer we said that it was a week before it was already arranged. The second answer we said was that there was only yichud. This says, Rashi ve'ein nizkachim lehem, elesh anu, nasui isha, ein mitavek mi isha, ein lo isha. So they would not... they would not live with each other, right? As in, you know, having relations, but he would just have yichud with her, would marry her without living with her. So that's why what would that accomplish? So he says, as basically the Gemara said, Levishain can't compare someone who has bread in his basket to someone who does it. That's the fact that he's married will lessen the taiva, which is also a little bit hard to understand, because normally that is, because if you know that you could do it, so then you can have relations. So therefore, I don't have to, because I know, you know, like they we see later on in the Masechet when the Kohen used to take the Sir Lazalzel, he used also the same expression that they used to have food and drink in every meal, you know, in case you get hungry. So he said, okay, here you can have some food and drink. But the Gemara says he never used to eat. But in dome, no dome, I mean, is that as long as he knows he can eat, so then so that's fine. But the problem with this is he can't, right? He can't, he can't have relations with her, because in the moment that he says, hey, let's you know, I have to have relations. No, you can't, and then you need Shiva Nikim, and she doesn't have that. Right, so we're answering here again that since you didn't have relations, right, so you don't have to worry about the Shiva Nikim. But the problem is that Lamaisa, how did he have Yichud? Tosfos asks. Even more, how do you call him Yichud to begin with? Because as soon as he said, will you marry me? So then he says, yes, okay, but he would only miyachin with her. But you're not allowed to have Yichud with Anita either. So it didn't really accomplish anything. So they explained that that was all part of it as well. In other words, if she knows that she's not going to have relations, she says, well, you marry me, but we're not going to have relations, so then you don't have the dam chimud either. So mainly you can have yichud, and that's that.
What if they're a little older and you marry somebody who is past the age?
Okay. Another thing is interesting that just yesterday, Mamish just yesterday afternoon, I was learning one of the boys, and I saw Shaila, Mamish quoting this stuff, Yudhasam and Basin Yom, with this case, Mamish just yesterday afternoon, and it had a question was asked of Rav Elyasha, and it was the following. He says, based on this Gemara, Rav used to go to this place and announce, you know, would somebody marry me for a day? So, interesting question, interesting answer. The question was, let's say nowadays it's not nogeatas because of the Rabbeinu Ger, since we can't marry more than one wife. Okay, so we can't go to a place and say thing. But let's say, he says, for argument's sake, in a place where, I don't know, the Tingmanim or something, a place where they're not makabel, they don't have the Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom, should a person do this? You know, should a person do this? Like, he goes away to go for a day, should he marry a second wife? So he answered the following. So he says no. He says it could be it's pretzis or whatever. But why? What's the reason? Very interesting. He says because in those days, and these people were speaking about these rabbanim, right? They had such fear of sin. Their yiras chet was so great that they would do all these things, which really were not even nogeya. I mean, what? Rav would go to a place, go to a place for a day, right? It was like, he's choshech, he's going to live with a woman. I mean, so he has to marry somebody just in case. Yeah, come on, it's like ridiculous. What's the chance of that? You're right. He says the chance of that happening is one in a billion, right? So why did they do it? Because their fear of sin was so great that they want to stay so far away from sin and do all these wild things. Gemara says in Kedushin, he brings also that they used to not have a yichud with an animal, even. Why? Come on, the animal, what's the chance? I mean, it's ridiculous. First of all, it's not aser, we're perfectly mutter, and why would he say, yeah, but a chumer, because you never know, with an animal. Come on, ridiculous. But their fear of sin was so great that we can't even fathom it.
And maybe you know? Also because of the society at the time was also a little more
Okay, well, he said no, that could be something. Yeah, another end. But he says that it's because of their fear of sin. And he said, he gives an example. He says, let's say you have an electric fence. Okay, if you touch it, just nick it, right, you burn up. Okay, you die on the spot. Okay, so would a person walk, you know, like 1 foot away and say, "Seder, I'm 1 foot away." No, you probably walk like meters away from that thing. Like, oh my gosh, you know, you say, "Why?" Well, you can walk 1 foot away. Now you're not touching it. Yeah, but if I accident, that big wind comes and blows. Well, who knows? Okay, you know, you'd stay miles away, right? Because you're so scared, right? You can realize the consequences. So too, these rabbanim, they were so scared of. They realized what avera was that they stayed so far away. They had all these wild things they did. But he said, but if you're not holding on that level, then to marry a woman for one day, you know, that's a princess. So then he says no. Okay. New Mishnah. Have we got... Okay. So we said that, back to Erev Yom Kippur. Misarua Ziknei Beis Din. So if you remember, the Ziknei Beis Din, they were reading to the Kohen Gadol, the Avodah of the day, of Yom Kippur. So then they would give him over to the Ziknei Kahuna in order that they should teach him the avoda of the Chafina Saktores. That's right. So that's when they take the Ktoris, he has to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadashim and put it on the coals. So it was like the most difficult of all the avodas, because he has to put the Ktoris in both his hands, and the Ktoris is like in a spoon, and he has to tilt the spoon into his two hands. So obviously he can't hold it like that, because it has to go into his two hands. So there's different ways to say it. Either he held it in between his teeth and tilted, or under his arm and he tilted, and he's not allowed to drop a grain even. It has to be totally in his hand. It was very, very difficult. So that they were have a special training session by the Zikne Kahuna in this in how to deal with the Ktoris. And then the Zikne Basin would take him and back Vehelu Lebeis Avtinas, and that's where they make the Ktoris. And they would mashpia him, and so they ask who is mashpia him. So they say it's the Zikne Beis Din. And what would they make him, and what shvuah would they make him do? A shvuah that he shouldn't act like tzedokim. Right, this is one of the famous things that tzedokim differed than us. Right, that they would the way it's supposed to be done is you're supposed to take the ketores and do what we said, you know, put it in his hand and then put it on the coals all inside the Kodesh HaKadashim. Whereas the Tzedokim would do it outside, and then they would bring it in already burning. So they wanted to make sure he doesn't do it like that, Vishpiyu, and they would mashpia him. Vinifteru, and then the Zikne Beis Din would say goodbye, they'd leave him, Behalchulahem. Vamrulo, and then the Zikne Beis Din, they would say to him when they're leaving, Ishi, again, Adoni, Kohen Gadol. Anu shluchei Beis Din v'ata shlucheinu v'shliach Beis Din. Right, we are the shluchim of Beis Din, and you are our shliach and that of Beis Din. Mashbin anu alecha b'mi shashiken shmo v'bayis hazeh shalot tashanu davar mikol ma shamaru lecha. We are mashbir you that you shouldn't do anything different the way we told you. In other words, they want to make sure he doesn't do like tzedokim do. And so they add, then Mistama, he has to say amen, because in order for shvua to be chal on you, you have to either say it or say amen to it. Doesn't say anything here, but Mistama, he said amen, and it was Mekabalet. Then who poresh mibochet, he would leave and cry, because they were choshed him that he was at stoki. Vehein porshin ubochim on that they had to be choshed him. And if say choshed and a person is loke beguf, choshed b'ksherim loke beguf, so they weren't happy about having to be choshed him, but that's why they go away crying.
Does that always happen, like when
they're going to go with something? Yeah, the Sama was like that's what they did. Im haya chacham, if he was a chacham doresh, he would learn halacha the whole night. In order, again, we don't want him to sleep the whole night because we don't want him to see Kerry. So he would learn the whole night. Im lav, he's not a chacham, then talmidei chachamim dorshim lefanav. Then they would talmidei chachamim would learn in front of him, keep him awake. Im ragili kros, if after they finished darshening, he would know how to learn himself. So kore he would. Vimla, if he didn't, then korein lefanav. They would read in front of him. Uvama korein lefanav. What would they read in front of him? Things which would keep him awake. Things that are a little bit exciting. Ve'iyov, ve'ezra, ve'divrei yamim. Things that they say moshechet alev, right? To keep him from dozing off. And Zecharia ben Kvutol omer, pamim harbe karisi lefanav b'Daniel. Many times I would read in front of the Kohen Gadol Daniel, which again would keep him awake. Okay, let's see Rashi. Mesaru Zikne Beis Din. So Karu Lefanav Seder. So Karu Lefanav Sederim. Right, as we learned before, they were the ones that were going over with them the order of the day. They would give him over to the Zikre Kahuna Lilamdo Hachafina Saktores. They would teach him how. They would teach him how to do with the Ktoras. Mutala Salah B'Yom Kippurim Shnei Mars. It says Umaloch Hafnav Ktoras Samim. That he has to have a full two hands full. V'avoda Kashai. It's a very difficult avoda to do that. Kol Hakaman. As the Gemara says later on. Beit Avtinas, Sayuasin at the Ktora, that's where they make the Ktora. Takochimoto, Umarvimim, Isimamanim, they mix it with the Samanim. Hishbiyu, and they would make him, they'd make him swear, Shaloyek Tztoki, Letaken mi Bechutz, Lachnis mi Bifnim. What they used to do is to put it all together on the coals and everything outside, and then they would bring it inside, as the Gemara says later on. Ishi, Adoni, Hu Poresh Uboche, he left and cried, Gemara's Gemara Farish. Im haya chacham doresh, but davar halacha kol le'al yom kippur. If it's a chacham, he can learn himself all night. Shaloishan v'yirei keri. Again, we don't want him to fall asleep and see keri.
Doresh is to learn or to
learn? Yeah, no, to
say doresh.
I think to learn. Im hayach chacham neresh, right? Ve'im lav chacham hu. If he was not a chacham, ve'yodeya lavim v'lishmo adavar lacha, then ve'ino doresh, ve'ino yodeya lidrosh dorshin lefanav. Then they would dorsh in front of him. Ve'iobu ve'ezra, shehen dvarim, again, that are mamshichin asalev l'shamam, to the people that listen, ve'ein shena chotafto. And therefore he's not attacked by shena, he won't fall asleep. There's an interesting question and interesting answer that they ask over here. Different answers to it, and that is so they say what we said what that the ziknei basically would mashbiah him, right, make him a shua. We don't want him to do like that stoking do. Fine. So the question is asked: well, how is that going to help? Why? Because if a person swears that he's not going to do a mitzvah, it's not a good shua, right? A person swears that he's not going to sit in the sukkah. It's not a good mitzvah. You can't make a shvua to a batal mitzvah. Right? It doesn't work. So this stoki, okay, lishitato, let's say he is a stoki. That's what we're worried about, right? If he's not a stoki, we don't care so much. We care he's a stoki. So this stoki, lishitato, right, he holds that you're supposed to do the ktoret outside, right? And we're mashbiahim, no, you have to do it inside, right? So, well, what's it going to help? He'll say, yeah, man, he'll swear, because he knows it's not going to work anyways, because it's be mashbiah to l'shitato, to mevatel mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to do it on the outside, according to him. If we're going to make him make a shvuah to do it on the inside, what does he care about making a shvuah? He knows it's not a good shvuah anyways, because it's a shvuah to mevatel mitzvah. So he's not going to accomplish anything. Interesting question. So the Rashash answers, he says that l'shitatam, they also don't hold that a shvuah to mevatel mitzvah is no good. Right? They hold that if you make a shvuah to mevatel mitzvah, that is good. Why? Because that's also not beferish in the Torah. That also the Chachamim Darshan. So according to their shita and Achanami, you could mevatel a mitzvah. So therefore, manushak, if he's a tzadki, then he swears he won't be able to do it, because it will work, the shvuah to mevatel a mitzvah. They don't hold it. It doesn't.